今天刷到一条短视频啊。
I saw a short video today.
说在新西兰的一所小学。
In a school in New Zealand.
一位华人学生因为在学校食堂吃饭。
A Chinese student because he ate in the school cafeteria.
餐盘吃得过于干净。
The plate was eaten too clean.
他的家长被学校约谈。
His parents were summoned by the school.
约谈的内容就是说，这个孩子每天都把餐盘吃得干干净净。
The content of the conversation was that the child always finished his meal without leaving any food in the dish.
连汤汁都不留。
Not even a drop left.
这让他们很担心。
This makes them worried.
因为他们认为吃饭是身体对于能量的需求。
Because they believe that eating is the body's need for energy.
吃饱了就应该停下来。
Once you had enough, you should stop.
而这个孩子每天都这样。
And this child does this every day.
那么他认为是在遵循某种外部的规则。
So he believes that he is following some external rules.
而没有去尊重自己内心的需求。
And not respecting one's own inner needs.
Well, 他们担心的点在于说
he pointed out that their concerns were that
这会让孩子失去自我的边界。
This will make children lose their sense of self.
那么你今天可以忍受一顿可能让你不舒服的餐食。
So, can you tolerate a meal that might make you uncomfortable today?
明天你可能就会接受一份
Tomorrow, you might receive a
可能让你不舒服的工作
Jobs that may make you uncomfortable
后天你可能就会忍受一段可能让你不舒服的关系。
You will likely have to endure a relationship that makes you uncomfortable in the near future. Well,
当然学校不是在鼓励学生浪费粮食啊。
Well, of course, schools are not encouraging students to waste food.
那肯定也有相关的，就是去选择自己合适的。量的这样的规定。
He must also have relevant regulations that specify the appropriate amount to choose for himself.
那我觉得就是他们提倡的这种尊重自己内心感受的这一点。
I think that's the point they emphasize, which is respecting one's own inner feelings.
不仅适用于这个小学生。
This is not only suitable for this primary school student.
同时也适用于每一个想把自己重新养一遍的成年人。
It also applies to every adult who wants to be reborn.